The statements expressed are those of the host and guests, and not those of Salem Media Group, staff, or management. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Central Florida Healthline is paid for by the Heist Clinic. This is a pre-recorded show. Welcome to Central Florida Healthline, your weekend wellness checkup with Renee Humphreys. And now here's Renee.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to experience outrageous health? If your answer was yes, then you've tuned in to the right place. Hi, my name is Renee Humphreys with Heist Health Clinic, and you're listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Here we will be discussing different topics on how you can take control of your own health. This show is for educational purposes only. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you've been listening, you've heard me say that I have been QRA advanced level trained by Dr. Bob Marshall himself. The QRA assessment that you've heard Dr. Marshall talk about is available here locally in Winter Park at Heist Health Clinic. Quantum reflex analysis, commonly known as QRA, is the latest technology in 21st century clinical nutrition. It can uncover the short circuits in organ and gland function and determine the exact cell-resonant nutrients which can restore you to outrageous health. At Heist Health Clinic, we carry Dr. Marshall's professional line of excipient-free nutrients. And in the spirit of Dr. Marshall, each Saturday we will reward our WTLN listeners by offering a blockbuster special. Today we're going to be talking about food sensitivities and how they cause weight gain and a whole host of other health problems. So for our blockbuster special this weekend, I invite you to come in for a free quick check to see if you would benefit from a food sensitivity test. If this is something you're interested in, call Heist Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That's 407-677-1660. Or you can email me with your interest or any questions to cfhealthline@yahoo.com. That's CF as in Central Florida Healthline at yahoo.com. So to clarify, our special for this weekend is to offer you to come in for a free quick check. This is for our WTLN listeners to see if one of our food sensitivity tests could help you or one of your loved ones. Joining me again today is Dr. Douglas Heiss, and he's going to help me explain the difference between an allergy to food and a sensitivity to food. Welcome back to Central Florida Healthline, Dr. Heiss.
Thank you, Renee. It's good to be here again.
So I'm going to put this out there for our listeners. Have you ever gone to a doctor and complained of a headache, tiredness, an upset stomach, or some other persistent condition? If that is the case, what did your doctor say? You know, take two aspirin, get more rest. Did they do some tests and then come back and say, you know, everything's normal, there's nothing wrong with you, or maybe you were given a pill? If you or someone you know has had these experiences, well, you're not alone because this happens to thousands of people every single day across America. What about, you know, your last weight loss diet you went on? Did it leave you feeling hungry, low on energy, cranky, nervous, or just flat broke? Were you craving certain foods like sweets and then finally give in to those foods that you craved and gain all the weight back? You know, this is sadly the story for many millions of dieters across the country every single day, you know, and then maybe perhaps you're a parent of a child with chronic ear infections, or your child has been labeled with attention issues, or maybe your child has chronic headaches or stomach aches, and you're spending a lot of time at the doctor's offices, having to take time off work, or maybe you're just staying up late at night with these little ones. If any of these situations that I just mentioned remind you of your experiences or those of somebody that you know, welcome to America. You know, unfortunately, our world focuses on treating symptoms rather than the sources of our problems that we're having. So, Dr. Heiss, each one of these scenarios seems to have a completely different and unrelated cause. But even if we're doing all the right things and eating good foods, living a healthy lifestyle, we can still experience these problems and more. How can that possibly be?
That's the irony of this. Some people think that, gosh, if I'm trying to eat organic, trying to eat real good, why am I having these difficulties? And let me first say, having practiced chiropractic for many, many years, I know that if the upper part of the neck gets out of alignment, that can create some nerve pressure that will weaken the ears and make them more problematic and more subject to ear infections. And I think you did mention it, or you will mention it. However, there's a plethora of different types of symptoms that can occur if a person's having difficulties with food sensitivities. And it could be perfectly good food. You know, if you're eating peanuts, you know, there's some good oils in there. And also wheat products, you know about strawberries. Some people have difficulties with strawberry. And, of course, gluten sensitivities. And nowadays, the grains nowadays have high amounts of gluten. But fundamentally, a good wheat grain should be compatible with the human body. But for some many, many people, that's difficult. That's a problem. And so just, you know, if you're listening to this and you're thinking you might have some difficulties with food sensitivities, you might want to just try going off a couple of foods. And what you have to do is go off of it for 3 to 5 days, stay away from it altogether. And then such as maybe like dairy, wheat or dairy, cheese, buttercream is your dairy. You could, after 3 to 5 days, then pig out on it, on a breakfast or a lunch, and see whether you notice some symptoms within a reasonable period of time. The more sensitive the food, the more likely you're going to notice a symptom in a short time. But you can have latent effects of this, so it gets it more difficult, and that's where you're going to probably want to talk about the blood tests involved in that. But perfectly good food can be a problem. Good food can be a toxic poison to one person and perfectly fine to another.
In fact, properly identifying these food intolerances really helps to remove a wide range of health problems. And when you remove the specific foods that disturb your body's unique biochemistry, you know, you're able to then heal and operate at peak performance. And there's such a wide range of symptoms and even illnesses that can result from these food intolerances. Migraines are very typical. Joint pain is very typical. Digestive issues. But there's other things that people don't necessarily think of, such as blood sugar problems, fatigue, skin problems, a rapid heart rate or panic attacks.
Or an irregular heartbeat, too.
A regular heartbeat, absolutely. Skin issues, sad mood, anger issues. We've seen that before.
We see that with kids with irritability.
Yeah.
Whether you give kids sugar, what do? They hyperreact. It's the same way. It's like a toxic effect on the brain and the neurotransmitters in the brain for a child who doesn't have the control issues with their behavior. And so you'll detect it within a short period of time if they're eating something that they're sensitive to. So it can definitely affect not just the body physical, but also the emotions and behavior.
Yeah, and these food intolerances, such as, you know, we'll refer to them as food allergies and or food sensitivities, they're more common than people actually realize. In fact, the latest studies have shown that as much as 50% of adults and more than 70% of children suffer from these food intolerances. And so tell us the difference between the food sensitivities and food allergies.
Food sensitivities is really the big common one. There are some people, you know, they can't eat the peanuts. You know, they get an anaphylactic reaction. That's more like an allergic reaction.
Yeah, so that's an immediate reaction.
Very immediate, can be very, very strong, very aggressive. You know, the throat can start to close up. They have difficulty breathing. Though that's more anaphylaxis. That's more food allergy. Where food sensitivities is where most people live, that's where they have the greatest amount of difficulties.
Yeah, there's not necessarily an immediate reaction. In fact, you might not see symptoms for 2 days, sometimes longer. And at that point, then you don't associate it with the food that you ate several days ago. So, in fact, the cellular changes are so subtle and discreet that you don't associate them with the food typically at all.
Right.
And this could be a food that you're eating on a regular basis. Yet, if you continue to eat this food day after day after day, your physical health will progressively deteriorate. and you can go and get, you know, all the drugs you want, all the medical therapy you want to try to improve your health or help you lose weight. But if you continue to bombard your body with this food that your body is reacting as a personal poison, there's just no overcoming that.
Right.
So, yeah. And what I find probably most fascinating is that we're eating foods that, like you said earlier, we know these to be perfectly good foods, and we're expecting them to make us healthier. Yet something as simple as an apple or lettuce could have the potential to make us sick, and not just make us sick, but can cause a whole host of other things, and, you know, things that people wouldn't normally think of. Say, for instance, you know, if you're having difficulty getting pregnant, you know, maybe it's because of food sensitivities. Your body is unable to distinguish between a chronic infection or a chronic food intolerance. So it might just say, you know what, this right now is probably not the best time for us to get pregnant. And it's hard to believe that just such a simple blood test could be the answer, but it's true. Just by eliminating foods that your body is reacting to, you can feel better, you can gain energy, you can lose weight. You know, is it really that simple?
It can be very dramatic. And many times when individuals are struggling with many different types of symptoms, gastric problems, cardiac problems, difficulty with sleep, headaches, bloating, changes in the hormonal system, those micro stressors from the food sensitivities and the toxic effect that it throws off can affect a number of different organ gland functions. I can remember in the past, before doing a blood test on a person, I'll just say, well, let's just go off about 10, 11 different foods. And these are ones that are known to be very common. So we'll do a little experiment. Many times we'll come back and say, boy, I sure noticed a difference after several days. It was big. It was a big change.
Yeah, I remember doing that. I did. I felt some difference, but at the same time, it's like there was still something there. And it could not, it could be something, it might not even be a food. It could be a spice. Yeah. You know, like you like to cook with oregano, or you like to cook with garlic, or you know, black pepper. Even something that simple that we put in our foods every single day can cause us to have a reaction. So, Dr. Heiss, tell us how this, you know, blood test works. So I think I might have food sensitivities. Should I just go to my regular doctor and say, hey, I need a blood test? Is that going to...
That's old science to me. I think the newest technique is going to measure a couple different biomarkers that the medical community doesn't really accept yet. You know, the medical community is still functioning within an old paradigm, and it's going to eventually change perhaps, but it goes very, very slow. So in the meantime, there are labs that are more alternative in nature, and based upon the research, they're looking for biomarkers or indicators of immune compromise. And so, for instance, the Alcat lab, which is down in South Florida, they do a great job because they're measuring the neutrophil. Now, the neutrophil is part of the immune system. So you can just imagine if you're eating something your body's sensitive to, your immune system can react either positively or negatively. And so there is a computer-driven device that measures parts per million sensitivity. So it's extremely sensitive. Say they measure out, I think it was around 150 foods. Or you could do more or less.
Yeah. The average is about 200. I think they've added about 37 more.
Okay. So when you do a blood test like this, and it is a blood draw, it takes about, I think, 7 days to get the results back. And it's a great way of being able to measure the neutrophil reaction, which is a systemic reaction to that food. They have a way of being able to do that on a computer. It's very, very accurate. There's another method, which is up in Georgia, it's called Dunwoody Lab, and they have another method, is measuring IgGs and IgEs, they measure it in a different way. So it's based upon a little newer technology now. And again, as I said, it's not done by the typical allergist or the medical community, unless they're doing alternative medicine, and they might be aware of this. But at any rate, the sensitivity is so crucial. And really gets good results.
It really does, you know, and we mentioned very briefly earlier that, you know, getting off these foods that you have a reaction to, you know, does help with weight loss, yeah. You know, and you hear ads day in and day out that talk about how you can join this weight loss program, lose 20 to 40 pounds pretty quickly. What they don't tell you on their ads is that, you know, these programs all cost close to about $2,000. And I don't know about you, but to me, $2,000 is a lot of money. And to most of the people I know, you know, the great thing about the ALCAT or the Dunwoody test, you know, your cost there is less than $500. And you can lose all the weight and get the health, you know, get your health back about the same time. In fact, I remember in 2013 when I came in to see you, I was running, I was working out, I was eating healthy, and it seemed I was barely taking in any calories, but for the life of me, I could not drop any weight. And after I did the ALCAT test and stayed away from those foods that were on my sensitivity list, I dropped 30 pounds. It seemed fairly quickly. It might have been a couple months. It might have been less. I mean, I felt like I was just sitting there breathing and could feel the weight melting off of me. You know, a lot of those foods are considered to be very, very healthy, but they were not healthy for me.
They're waterlogging.
Yeah. In fact, after the test, if I ate a reactive food, I could get on the scale the next morning and I would weigh 4 pounds more.
Yeah.
Never failed, you know, every single time. And there were other symptoms also, you know, but the change in the weight was what was most interesting to me. Baylor, the Institute, did a study and found that actually 98% of the participants that eliminated their trigger foods lost weight. They reduced their percentage of body fat and they gained lean muscle tissue. You know, 98%, that is absolutely, you know, astonishing to me. And some people might think, hey, this is just another type of diet, but it's not, because you can eat as much food as you want, eat as much as your non-reactive foods. And by doing this, you're never hungry and your food cravings actually vanish. So you can save yourself about $1,500 and stop the yo-yo dieting and come in and talk to me for free about one of our food sensitivities tests.
That's great.
So, and what are some of the reasons, Dr. Heiss, that we can actually become sensitive to
Interesting. That's interesting. That is interesting. Do you remember years? Well, I like to use the example, the illustration of a person that's going over a bridge on an icy, icy night, and they slide off the highway, they go down the peril down the ravine, and they have a terrible accident. Okay, remember that. It's a terrible psychological event as much as it is physical.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometime later, they inadvertently have similar circumstances. They're going down the road, and it's icy and wet and slippery, and they're approaching similar circumstances. And they suddenly, their brain recalls all of this, and it comes up, and they start getting perspiration and nervous and hesitant about going over the bridge. What that is actually a memory mechanism in our brain, and it's similar so that if we're eating dinner some evening and we're not careful about the atmosphere of our meal, we're getting angry, we're having a real bad time of it with something or somebody, and then the brain remembers that. At the same time you're eating that food, here's the brain-body connection. So therefore, if it's done and significantly enough, the brain remembers that. And when you eat that food at some future time, then there's a depolarizing reaction in the brain that says that food's no good. And it's similar with other events as well. Psychological stress, just a lot of psychological type stress. If we're eating those foods at those times, that can have an effect on damaging the immune layer or the IgE layer the IgA layer within the lining of the gastrointestinal tract. Another thing is repeated uses of antibiotics. Now, who hasn't had that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's sad. You can take probiotics to help restore that, but if that's not restored, that compromises the immune system and does damage to the submucosal layer of the gastrointestinal tract where the the body's mechanism for identifying that food, either good or bad, is going on. And so if a person has repeated uses of antibiotics, that can destroy the immune system, weaken the body, but also do damage so that you start inadvertently creating food sensitivities or intolerances. And that is a very, very common factor. So when you have folks come in and see you, you'll quickly be able to discern whether there's some damage done to the gut that will start to compromise the typically good foods that people can eat.
Yeah, that's why they tell you not to talk about politics or religion at the dinner table.
That's right.
So, and there's been so many other studies done with the food sensitivities that show that by removing your reactive foods, that it will help serotonin levels. World-class athletes have benefited from removing these foods. They become quicker, stronger, feel more energetic. Just by avoiding their food intolerances, they improve their health and then maximize their performance. And, you know, we talked real briefly about the how it can trigger the anger and the attention issues in children.
Can I say something
yeah.
about that? Yeah, we've dealt with a lot of ADHD, attention deficit, hyperactivity syndromes, and it's inevitable. I've never seen an ADHD child who does not have compromise to the gastric lining that has affected the sensitivity of different foods. Most parents who have autistic or hyperactivity children, they probably realize they got to get them off their sugars, right? They're really react. It's a very toxic effect on the brain, and it can check their create changes in their behavior. But it's very common, and maybe you can help me. There is about 10, 12 different foods that are very common. But usually by the time we do a blood test on somebody, we'll see that persons can have between 30 and 40 different food sensitivities.
Exactly. If not more.
When I had mine done, I think the last one I had done was done a little over a year ago, and I think I had about 20. So that's doing pretty good. Most individuals don't get by that well. But what? Wheat, we know gluten is a very, and you don't have to be a celiac to have a gluten sensitivity.
Exactly.
You can still have gluten. So if you get away from wheat, barley, and rye, those are the gluten grains. You just get those out of the diet. That would be an experiment for you. Another one would be eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And then dairy,
yeah.
Cheese, butter, cream. So what I tell patients to try and experiment, they'll say, well, what am I going to eat?
Yeah.
Try some fruit, vegetables, and salads.
Yeah, soy's a big one, too.
Oh, soy is a big one. And so is corn.
Yeah,
both of those are not good because a lot of that is genetically modified, and then it's got the glyphosate, which is Roundup spray on it anyway, so it's not good.
Exactly.
But another thing that I found would be tomatoes and mushrooms. Can you think of anything else besides those?
Almonds seem to pop up a lot also.
Yeah, that's right. Almonds.
So, yeah, what that Dunwoody test does, I mean, it goes a little bit deeper than the ALCAP, but they only actually test about 88 of the reactive foods, but they go much deeper to find where there's an allergy and a sensitivity, but also sometimes there can be another protein attached to it that can cause whatever reaction you might have had and cause that to be about 1,000-fold. So that's always helpful to see also.
Yeah.
Once you find out what your food triggers are and stay off of them for a few weeks, we actually have a way to where, you know, we can start healing the gut and so that you're less reactive. And then we also have ways to remediate these foods in the diet.
So you don't have to live without those foods for the rest of your life. Most of all, I would say as high as 95% of these foods can be remediated and fixed so that at a point in time in the future, you can generally go back to eating these things. And there's a way of being able to, you or I, could test these foods and see, without actually doing a retest, blood test, whether these foods have been remediated and the brain is no longer depolarizing from that reaction.
Yeah, and that's fun to see because we've got a couple different points that we can test after you feel you've gone through the whole remediation process. And those particular organs and glands will let us know that, yeah, this is good, or no, it's not okay.
Yeah.
So we've seen some good success with that. But if any of this happens to, you know, what you're hearing happens to resonate with you, you know, please give us a call. Because we'd love to be able to help you. There's just so many more things that we haven't even begun to touch on that could be causing, you know, reactions or symptoms and things like that. And I have to admit, Dr. Heiss, I was bad last night myself, and I actually ate some mushrooms that I'm not supposed to eat, and I can feel today my heart rate is higher than what it should be and what I'm comfortable with, but I know that that's the cause. So
do you notice that?
I really do notice it, and okay. I feel a little bit of it in my ear, too. So, yeah, but it's a wonderful thing that we can look at that and have seen a difference in every single person that has gotten that test.
And I would have to confess, if I eat something that's on my sensitivity list and I get enough of it, I'll get an arrhythmia, a little imbalance, so the heart will sort of act up a little bit. It's not anything wrong with my heart. When I get my heart tested by you, you know, it checks out great, but it's just the allergic reaction. Common types of everyday symptoms can be nothing more than the food problems your body's getting a toxic reaction to.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Dr. Heiss. You have been listening to Central Florida Healthline. This is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic. We're located in Winter Park right on Howell Branch Road. For our special this week, we are offering our WTLN listeners a free quick check to see if you might benefit from one of our food sensitivities tests. This should only take up probably about 15 minutes of your time at the most. You can call Heiss Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That's 407-677-1660, or you can email me directly at cfhealthline@yahoo.com. That's CF as in Central Florida Healthline at yahoo.com. At Heiss Health Clinic, you can experience the latest in 21st century clinical nutrition. I'd like to invite you to experience the evaluation and remediation of your own health challenges and make your quantum leap to outrageous health. Mention that you heard us on WTLN and receive 50% off your initial assessment. Check me out on the web at drheiss.com, that's drheiss.com, or call me at 407-677-1660. My name is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic, and you've been listening to Central Florida Healthline. Join me again next Saturday at noon to learn how you can experience outrageous health.
You've been listening to Central Florida Healthline with Renee Humphreys. The statements expressed are those of the host and guests, and not those of Salem Media Group, staff, or management. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Statements and products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And join us again next week for Central Florida Healthline. This was a pre-recorded show.